Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A Boston bar could lose their liquor license and an emergency meeting after a fight at Haverhill High School. Melissa, has the juice coming up?
No Kanye, no Travis Scott. So what will the organizers of Coachella do now?
Leroy has your sports.
History was made, hearts were broken, and a champion was crowned.
But first, Boston's bar, Sons of Boston, could lose its liquor license after one of its bouncers was charged with a Marine veteran's murder. The bar faces questioning today and is facing six different licensing violations, including assault and battery with a deadly weapon and failure to call police about the incident. The bouncer is facing a murder charge. Emergency meeting last night at Haverhill High School after officers were called to the school last week for reports of a fight between two students. No injuries were reported, even though teachers did find later a knife in the cafeteria after the fight. A girl involved was arrested, and school administrators say that students who cheered on the fight and recorded it will also face discipline. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Olivia Rodrigo had an epic night Sunday, winning three Grammys, but didn't have much luck trying to carry them all. During a photo op where she was trying to balance all three trophies, she dropped one, and it snapped in two. The look on her face was priceless. One of the producers told her, "Don't worry, we'll put it on your bill," before putting it back together so she could finish her photos. Yeah, I know, real funny. T-Pain is frustrated that most people have been
singing... Jesus, God damn, tap dancing Christ!
We've been singing his hit song, I'm Sprung Wrong, this whole time. Now, the song came out in 2005, and it was T-Pain's debut single, but he wants everyone to know, you're singing it wrong.
All right, let's hear this.
I'm sprung, don't you get me, got me doing things I'm never...
What's he saying after I'm sprung?
Something get me, got me doing things. I kind of skipped that part because I don't know exactly what he says.
Okay. So he says, you know, everyone's thinking that, okay, so hold on. How are people saying out to get me on I'm Sprung? He said, it drives me crazy. So that's what he says the majority of people are hearing.
Out to get me.
When
that
they hear
about,
out
right?
to get me. But he says, no, it drives me crazy. The lyrics are actually, dog, she got me.
Dog, she
dog,
got me.
She got me.
He's lying.
How are you hearing the other words at all? Please, go listen to the song with this new information. It's like watching an old movie as an adult and finally understanding all the sex jokes.
I'm sprung, she got me.
Okay.
Got me doing things.
I have not heard dog once.
I hear she got me.
She got me. It's like that. It could be anything.
Yeah. Everyone messes up song. Like, why is he so shocked that people don't know his songs?
Yeah,
that's
people
what we. That's how we are with every song.
And Kanye West has pulled out of the Coachella lineup just 2 weeks before the event. And seeing as how Travis Scott was going to be a special guest, he's gone too. His team has not given a reason for his unexpected exit, but it's obvious he's been going
emotional
damage. Now, despite the fact that organizers were left blindsided by this whole thing, word is they're not upset at all. They just want Kanye to get the help he needs. Coachella takes place over two weekends starting April 15th. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Bruins Blue Jackets game got really physical. Brad Marchand might have gotten away with a cheap shot. The Blue Jackets responded with some cheap shots of their own. The game went into overtime, and Jake DeBrusk scored to give the Bruins the 3-2 win. In golf, the Masters starts Thursday, and everyone wants to know if Tiger Woods is going to compete. The weather is supposed to be cold and rainy. If that's the case, chances are Tiger won't play because walking in that could be an issue. He could slip and fall. Yeah, you know, because of the accident.
Everybody else who competes in that's like 90 years old, aren't they?
Listen,
you got a bunch of old men walking in the rain.
He's got real physical issues when it comes to walking. He can't risk it. Shout out to Aaliyah Boston. She just led South Carolina to the Women's National Championship. She won all five National Player of the Year awards. She was named the winner of the Women's Wooden Award yesterday, and she played high school ball at Worcester Academy.
Whoa. Very nice.
Yes, I can't stress it enough.
Boston,
yes. Celebrate your own people. All right. And what a championship game between North Carolina and Kansas last night. In the first half, Carolina was up by as much as 16 points. But in the second half, Kansas went to work. With time running out, the game was close. Carolina needed a three to tie the game. 3.2 seconds left on the clock. Carolina threw up a three. And nothing. Kansas won 72-69, and the 16-point deficit was the largest ever overcome to win a championship. That's what's up. Bruins, Red Wings tonight at 7:30, and that's your sport.
All right, today's good news. Christine Gilbert has been a full-time caregiver for her mother, Colleen, since she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer in 2020. Well, Christine, she's currently single and has no plans to get married right now, but she gave her mother a very different but special gift. Colleen had been saying that she wished that she could see her daughter get married, so she organized a special day, rented a limo, planned a wedding dress try-on event, and even at some local bridal salons. And they didn't make an official purchase, but they did pick out different styles that would work for a future wedding. And her mom was very grateful for the day.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.